99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello there. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Good to be back here with you. Let's just get this off the table because I know a lot of you would be calling about this. As many of you would know, if you follow me on social media, I recently lost my dad and I've been away for some days. I'm here to take your confessions and possibly feel a little better. I'm trying to get it gradually off my chest and just blend back to normal life. So that off the table, please bear with me. If you call, just go straight to the point. I know you're sorry. I know you want to say hello to me and sorry and all of that. But please help me by not telling me sorry. All right. Please bear with me. Okay. So we're going to go straight to the show today. It's a sunny side. And what we do on Thursdays is listen to your confessions. That means if you have something on your mind that you have never shared with anyone, you can call and talk about it. And we can have other people who listen in to also call in and possibly give you an advice. Possibly they've been in that situation before. They might be able to help you navigate your way around it. Okay, so you can take your thoughts to our social media handles. Also, you can join us on Facebook and YouTube. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. There you can leave me your comments and your thoughts over there. All right, let's get the show started. If you're ready, I am. This is a sunny side. Welcome.
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the sunny side.
All right, the number to call is 0700-993-993-993. For female callers, it's 01465-7190. Let's get started. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
Confession Thursday.
Yes, please. What's on your mind?
What was on my mind, it was 1991, 92, when we used to come back from Lagos. So we used to follow hide and seek game. This hide and seek, what did they do in the night? So I was just select one girl. So we will go enter something like from Osho, the underbridge to Arena. So we will go to hide there. They do our thing. Hello? Hello?
I'm with you. I'm listening.
And then they look for us. So say we get under three, they do our thing. But one day, so snake, cobra. Come they follow us, come they do hide and seek. Now we run. I'm telling you, now we run. Since that time, me and my girl, we stop doing hide and seek. And another one, I used to see my mama meat well.
You used to see what?
I'm a thief of meat in my mama's pot. One day, my mama calls me, say, any this person, where they thief this meat? You will continue telling me to. That's why I advise people, say, anything where your mama pronounce, it will happen. So my wife will still bring out my own meat to say, Iketuku. See the one where you go steal in the night, because I used to steal meat in the night.
Ah.
And at that time, I tell her, I say, I won't cook. Anytime where I do it very well, I say, I won't cook. Ingo knows I will steal meat. So anyway, where I steal the man, I then go chop. So that's what is in my mind. So thank you very much.
That's so hilarious. Hello.
Okay. Hello, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Sorry, I don't have much confession to make, but I actually want to remind you that I sent you a WhatsApp message some days ago.
On my WhatsApp? On the studio WhatsApp?
No, yeah, the studio WhatsApp.
Okay, can you tell me what it's about? Or is it something you want me to see?
I actually reminded you that I was a pastor that brought books for you. You said you were going to call me back.
I just told you. See, I have a lot on my table right now. Please pardon me, okay? Pardon me. And if possible, to make it easier for me, send me a mail. I can't respond to mails right now, but I will certainly get to it. So please send me a mail visitwithwemimo@gmail.com or wemimo@nigeriainfo.fm.
Okay, wemimo@nigeriainfo.com.
.fm.
.fm.
Yes, please.
All right, I'll do that right away.
Thank you. So if you, for those of you who have sent me mails, please bear with me. I will get to it sometime. I'll get to it, but definitely not now. Okay, hello? Sorry about that. Please try again. The number for female callers, it's 01465 57190. And for every other person, it's 0700-993-993-993. Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Mike from Agaba.
Thanks for calling.
That first call, I shock you, huh?
I don't know, but I mean, the way he even boldly says that is not a continuous thief of meat. His wife even sets apart the meat he's supposed to steal overnight. Like,
that's
kleptomania, you know. That one is a klepto. Thank you for calling. Do you have a confession to share? Okay, you came to laugh about that. You're welcome. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Okay. I know you're there, but take your time. I know Confessions Thursday could be quite intense for some people. So take your time once you're ready to talk. Remember, you can stay anonymous when you call. All right? So take your time when you're ready. You can call me back. Hello? Sorry about that. Please try again. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Hi, William. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just calling to for the first caller. That was hilarious. yeah, Engineer Kovoko, I greet you.
Ah, you know him.
I know his voice on the radio.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Very funny indeed. Very funny indeed. Hello. Okay, sorry. Please try again if you're able to. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome to Confessions Thursday. You can stay anonymous if you wish.
Okay, I wish. Wait me more.
Yes, please.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I just come to laugh, Engineer Kuboko, for what you just said. That's a very funny one you're doing. And to say I love the program. I love
Thank
the show.
You. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Thank you very much for loving the show and calling. All right, so if you're just tuning in, you've never listened to Confessions Thursday. What we do basically is allow people let off steam. So there's some secret, something that's eating you up in the chest. You've never shared it off with anybody. You want to let it off, you can stay anonymous, call in, and let's hear it. Hello? Put off your radio. Are you ready? No, you're not ready. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Welcome. You can stay anonymous.
Yes, I'm actually calling. There's something that I did right when I was 15 years. That should be around 1995, yes.
Okay. What did you do?
Around between April and May, 1995.
Okay.
I actually traveled to Benin to see my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So there is this lady that is staying, there is this, his daughter that is staying, came over there. I noticed that in the night, this girl would just lie on my body. Like, just lie on my body. She's also being like at my age at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But she's more exposed than me then. So it happened that we actually had a kind of intercourse. Like,
yeah.
Just made me to know that she needs to have intercourse. And so, and it happened. Since then, I've been regretting it. Because
so you feel bad about it?
Yes, I felt very, very bad about it. You know, because she actually related to me.
Oh.
My father, she's actually my cousin.
Oh. Now that's bad.
Oh, that each time I remember it, like, I feel very. Since then, I stopped anything that would not make me to see her again, to go to wherever she may, I may see her.
Hmm.
Even when she got married, I got the. When she was about to get married, I got the invitation, I got the news.
You didn't show up?
I couldn't show up because of that incident.
Hmm.
I never wanted to even see her again.
Hmm.
I don't even want to have her phone number.
I understand how you feel. I understand how you feel. I mean, it's pretty tough. It's very tough. But I hope you feel better than that. You've taken it off your mind. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you to stay in touch with her because I think I don't know how you're going to deal with it. But man, that shouldn't have happened. But it has happened. So you're just going to move, you know.
Yes, I will try my best to you know. I've already forgotten about it. I've forgiven her. But for me,
do you think that she forced you? Did she force you?
No, she forced me. But in other ways, she was like, you know, she was like.
She pushed herself at you.
Yes, like she induced me to do it. You understand? Mm. So then I could not. I was not. I can't decide fully to myself. Like I was very young. I was around 15 years then.
But you were age mates.
Hello?
You were age mates. You told me you were age mates.
Yes.
Hmm.
She may be like 17.
Hmm. Then she possibly like, also feels horrible about it. I think sometimes teenagers do, you know, the darnest things and they later regret it. She possibly also feels bad about it. But I just say to do whatever makes you feel comfortable right now. Being a family member, you know, it's a weird place to be, but you're here. Thank you so much for sharing. I hope you feel better.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's a weird, very, very weird place to be. And if there are teenagers listening, I know the hormones, you know, rage, but you need to put them under check and find a grown-up to talk to, a reliable grown-up to talk to guide you through those times. You know, I think it was Zay, right? I think it was the hormones just, you know, and they didn't know the correct thing to do. All right. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You can stay anonymous. Welcome.
I don't know if you remember, I you were on the show the last time, one of these, earlier this year, and I gave out the confession.
About?
Hello, ma.
Yes, I'm with you.
Yeah, I gave out the confession about a girl I was dating. She was abused at the age of 9.
Ah,
but mm-hmm. at the age of 14, if
yeah.
you remember.
Yeah, yeah, I remember. And I told you to get her some help, right?
Yeah. Well, I just want to say that I don't know. It's a sort of a confession. At the same time, it's a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that we are still in the relationship together.
Oh,
it's been strong. If you remember, I told you that I have a job closer to my place.
Yes.
She's also trying to do a jump and our egg.
Oh.
You know, she said she wants to study law so that she'll be able to fight against the stepdad who abused her at that young age.
Hmm.
So she's going steadily on that role.
Hmm.
And I just want to say that our relationship has been going fine. And
oh, great.
I've been running it to me, too. I've also been trying to look for a job and other things to do so that I'll be doing fine. And I just want to say that we have just been running it like that. And she has also been able to take care of her son.
Ah, that's really great.
A little son. And his son is not going to school. I just want to say that everything is going fine.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for that update. And I'm really, really glad to hear it. And I must say a big thank you and well done to you for sticking by her. Well done.
Well done.
It takes a lot with what you shared the last time. It takes a lot to stay there. And I must tell you, well done. Well done.
Yeah. It wasn't easy, you know. Especially at some point that she got the job and she was working. We had a little bit of issue, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't have a job. She was richer than me, you know, that kind of challenge for a guy.
Yeah.
But along the line, you know, I my head is set, you know. and now our relationship is even more stronger than before, you know.
That's good. That's
now
good.
She's free. She's doing living her life, and she's doing fine. And we are having a strong relationship. And
that's
going
good.
Well.
That's good. I'm
she's
really
also going back to school now, and
great. Well done. Well done to you. And send me hello to her too for being a very strong woman and tying up her belt and just picking life all over again. Thank you very much. For those of you who you might remember that confession she shared, that was earlier in the year. And that's just an update for us all. I think it's really nice that he's giving us an update on that matter. Thank you. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I have a confession.
Okay, please go ahead.
Yeah, I have two problems that I'm facing in life. Number one, I hardly met a woman without her conceive. That's number one.
Without what?
Without her conceive.
Without?
Getting pregnant.
Ah.
Yes, I hardly met a woman without being pregnant.
Wow.
And number two, I don't know how to go about it. I'm still single.
Uh-uh.
And I have like 4 kids from different girls.
Whoa. Okay. I see.
Hello?
I'm with you.
Yeah, I have 2 boys from the other girls, 2 girls from the other girls.
Hmm.
And up to now, as in no one knows, as in they don't know their source. It's only me that know everything.
Wow.
And again, the girl that I'm currently dating now, as the girl that I'm hoping to marry, as of last month, she was pregnant, although she loves the pregnant.
Hmm.
She loves the pregnancy. So, I don't know what to do about it. Yes.
But you want to marry the current lady you're with?
Yeah.
Do you think you want to tell her about the 4 children you have?
I don't really know what to do.
Are you catering to those children, those 4 children you currently have? Are you in any way providing for their upkeep?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure.
Hmm.
Because I can't let my blood look somehow or anyhow.
Wow. It's a tough place. I understand how you feel, but I'm just going to, you know, from where I stand, it's your decision to make ultimately, but you can decide to either tell her your current, the woman you want to marry, if you really intend to marry her. I would say tell her, if she's going to stay with you, she will stay with you. But a lesson I think you should pick from this, more importantly, is that you need to use protection.
All right.
You know, right?
Yep.
You know you need to. So you must pay. Otherwise, you can end up having 30 children. You know it can happen, right?
Yeah, it's true.
So you need to, since you know that that's possible, you can do something about it. And if possible, I'll tell you to tell the woman you want to be with, if you're comfortable enough to tell her. But I would advise that you tell her to avoid those kind of stories that we later hear about, oh, how do I then tell her after 10 years?
Oh, but you know the woman too, she was once married.
Yeah, doesn't, but she told you that she was once married.
Yeah.
And you decided to stay with her. So if you tell her that something happened, you have 4 children, does she still want to marry you? And I think that you should, the more reason you should tell her is that you might need to have, she might be thinking that she wants to have 4 more children. And you might need to have a conversation with her to say, please have just 2. Because now I have 6 children to take care of. You need to think about your pocket. That's why I asked you if you're catering to those children. As they grow older, you need to spend more money, more diapers, school fees, you know, this and that. I mean, so you need to have a conversation with her about how many kids you want to have by her. Do you understand? That's what I would advise. But again, you know the particular situation. I'm not there with you. So I'd expect you to make the best decision.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. And this is very, I mean, for a lot of men, I'm sure this happens. So when I bring up a conversation on contraception and I make the advocacy, which I do very strongly, that men need to have, to use a contraception, a man, you know, for one woman, a woman can carry just 1 baby in 9 months. She can't, or let's say 2, or let's say she even has 4 babies. But a man can impregnate thousands of women in 9 months. In 9 months, you can have 1,000 babies if you wish. In 9 months, in which time it takes a woman to incubate just 1. So naturally, my advocacy regarding contraception has always been that men should bear the burden of contraception. And here is a good example. You just heard it. In the moment it took one of those women to have that pregnancy and have that baby, he could have nurtured another 100 babies, some of whom which he might not even know about. You know, so that's where my advocacy lies. More men need to take responsibility for contraception. If you don't want the babies, don't make them happen. And there are ways to do it. You need to speak to a doctor, go to a health center, ask for what to do. Thank you for sharing. I hope you make the best decisions in that situation. All right. Hello. Sorry about that. Can you please try again if you're able to? Hello?
Hello, Wemimo.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. You can stay anonymous. Yes, welcome.
Anonymous. Confession time.
Yeah.
How do I start?
Take your time.
Right from when I was a child. I should say like 5 years, 6 years or thereabout. I should say I started having sex.
With who?
Yeah, when I was a baby. How did it happen? There is this older sister around me, a distant sister actually, not related, like about 10 years older than I was then. You know, as a child, I didn't really know it was sex, but I just thought it was just all those
you were playing
normal thing, you know, she would come around, entice me with so many things and all that. You know, as gullible as I was, as innocent as I was, you know, I was just doing everything. So, you know, growing up, I think that thought was always coming to my mind. And, you know, somehow it became part of me that anything sex, anything woman, I'm always kind of easily attracted to it. In fact, yes, I think I did all the best I could not to land myself in any trouble. But when I got to secondary school, you know, I discovered that urge was just too
strong.
Much. That, you know, it was difficult to really control myself to the extent that I resulted into masturbation. You know, for several years, I was indulging in it. It was practically killing me until I got married. You know, after getting married, you know, because I was getting, you know, this thing constantly from my wife, so the urge to masturbate subsided. Even at that, yes, I'm no longer masturbating. I'm almost 40. I still, you know, get easily attracted to... I have a beautiful wife at home with two kids. You know, they're doing very fine. But I easily get drifted when it comes to anything on that skirt.
I get you, and I absolutely get where you're coming from. And I think that essentially at the core of yourself, you don't want to be this person.
I didn't get that.
I said at the core of you, if you could change things, you don't want to be like this.
Frankly.
You know you can get help, right? Do you know you can get help?
Well, I think it's almost late.
You think so? You say you're not 40 yet, are you?
About 40. I'll be 40 very soon.
Let's say you are 40.
In less than 2 months.
Okay, let's say you're 40. How many years do you think you will live on Earth?
Well, maybe 30 or thereabout.
30 more years. And you think it's okay to be like this for another 30 years when you can get help in a few months?
Well, help in what sense?
You can get help. Help is available.
The fact that fine, I understand your point. But I do girls, but I don't land myself in trouble, and I try as much as possible to make sure, okay, if I'm gonna do anything, it should be with matured mind who probably give her consent.
So on that, which is why I asked you if you are okay with you know, the current situation. If essentially you don't mind that you're dating other ladies aside your wife because of the background. Yes, you said frankly.
Frankly, I'm not really too good with it.
Yeah.
Because in a way, it's affecting us.
So I think you should get help. And if you don't know where to start from, I can help you get a place to start from. So send me a mail. I'll link you up with a doctor who can help you.
I think I'll appreciate that.
All right, please send me a mail. Send me again. You know, currently I'm bereaved. I'm just putting myself together. So give me a little time, but I'll get to your mail. But send me a mail at visitswithwemimo@gmail.com or the easy one, wemimo@nigeriainfo.fm. I'll link you up with a doctor who can help you.
Repeat that.
wemimo@nigeriainfo.fm.
Okay.
Send me a mail. Give me the details so I can remember it to you.
All right, no problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. I'm out on a break shortly. This is Confessions Thursday. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, taking more of your confessions when I come back from the break. Don't go away. Welcome back. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's a Thursday afternoon. It's almost about 2 minutes before 1 p.m. Welcome back. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. We're bringing you lots of the headlines at the top of the hour. I'm not sure if 1 minute is enough to take another confession. Oh, okay. Let's see if we can make that happen. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers is 01-46-57-190. What we do here is take your confessions, whatever is on your mind, you can share it and stay anonymous when you call. And then we can have some of the callers also tell you a few nuggets about what they think you should do. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. You can stay anonymous, but put off your radio.
Okay, good afternoon.
Welcome. Do you have a confession to make?
My own confession is very, very long.
Ah, that long, long confession. But I have to.
I don't know where to start.
Do you mind calling me back? Because I wouldn't like to interrupt you. Or would you want to start and then call back? I have just 1 minute before my next break.
Okay, no problem. Call back.
All right, please try. All right, so let me know so I don't interrupt you. Let me just go on that break. Usually confessions Thursday is not something you can rush. And I don't want you feeling pressured to pour everything out in few seconds. So I'll just take the time, go on the break, bring you lots of the headlines on the top of the hour. And then when we come back, we take more of your confessions. Remember to follow us on our social media platforms. Facebook, YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. If you don't have a mobile app, I pity you because something is coming. You know, I told you guys last week, something is coming and it's going to be on that mobile app. So you had better go download it now. I'm telling you in advance. But I'm out on a break. I'll be right back on Confessions Thursday. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Make sure to join me again for more after this. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is a sunny side Thursday afternoon. It's 5 minutes past one. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and I'm here taking your confessions. If there's something on your mind you've never shared with anyone, it's a burden to you, and you'd like to get it off your chest, this is the time to do that. And you can stay anonymous when you call. Don't give me your name because I won't ask unless you want to. All right, so the number to call is 0700-993-993-993. For female callers, the number is 01-46-57-190. 01-46-57-190. That's the number to call to join the show. You can also join on our social media platforms. You can join on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, where we're streaming live right now. And you can also join on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming live right there. If you listen to any of those confessions and you have any advice for them, please drop it on our social media pages. Those who call to share their confessions will be checking to read your advice for them. All right, let's get started again. Hello. Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Hello, this.
I can hear you. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. You may want to try again. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Are you there? Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, ma'am.
Welcome. You can stay anonymous. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have something that is disturbing me. Like,
I need you to put your radio off, please, so that I can hear you well.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Yeah. My name is Sarah Yusuf, and I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Okay. I told you could stay anonymous. Yeah, but go ahead.
Don't worry.
Okay, then.
This happened on Saturday last week.
Okay.
On the 14th of August.
Okay.
Yeah, it's between me, my husband, and one person.
Okay.
My husband is driving Uber. He's an Uber guy, you understand? Okay. And this accident just happened. That's on Saturday night.
Okay.
You understand? So, although the fault did not come from my husband,
mm-hmm.
the fault comes from the people.
Which people?
The people that took my husband's car.
Okay.
They have to snatch the car from him. They put all the blame on him that he's the one that caused the accident.
Okay.
Why? This is how the accident happened. The wife of the woman, the wife of the man is at the front, and him himself is at the back, and my own husband is at the back of the man.
Mm-hmm.
So the wife just hold brake like that,
mm-hmm.
and the accident just happened mm-hmm. in the night.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So because of the argument, he have to drag the key from my husband's hand, take the car to his house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the place my food is coming from, and I'm pregnant like this. You understand?
Okay.
Now, we don't have any money to eat, and we have been begging this man to release this car. He's saying that he called himself a prince, and he said that nobody can hold him. Even the EFCC is EFCC. No one.
Yeah, but I'm not sure he has done anything criminal. I mean, if it's his car and he says he doesn't want your husband to drive it anymore, let your husband get something else to do. Sometimes people are like that. I mean, and especially because it is his car. If he says he doesn't want your husband to work with him anymore, unfortunately.
No. It's my husband's car.
It's your husband's car.
Yes.
So why does he have the car with him? Have you gone to the police station?
As in, he's saying that no one can cut him.
Have you gone to the police station?
No.
And then you have to start from there. You have to first report the matter. Why would he seize someone's car? And is he a policeman? Is his house a police station? So you need to you need to tell your husband to go to the police station. That's the place to start from. And you need to report the matter. You need to do that.
This is the second week now.
Which is why I am telling you that you need to go to the police station. That's the thing to do. Go report the matter at the police station. We have police station for a reason. They look into civil issues like this. It has no right to do that. So you have to go report the matter.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you for calling. It's not confession, but I know that it's really tough on her. That's why I let her share it. This is Confessions Thursday. Okay. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. You can stay anonymous. Welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Okay. This.
You can stay anonymous.
Okay. I have a confession.
Uh-huh. Well, I know most of you are used to telling your name when you call the radio station.
Okay.
Or you can stay anonymous. All right. Welcome.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This thing is, yeah, I've been doing it for a very long time. I developed masturbation from my childhood. So the thing has been bothering me. Although I've tried to know how to solve this my own.
But again, just like the last caller, you know, again, it's possible to get help. It's very possible. You need to speak to another the person I know, which I usually call for situations like this, is because it's a psychiatric issue, it's a mental issue. Your mind is used to doing it. It's a compulsive, what do they call this thing again? Disorder. Yeah, something that you can't help yourself from doing. So you need to talk to a doctor who can help you. So if you also want me to link you up with the doctor, you can send me a mail. I'll send her send you her details, and you can talk to her about seeing her at the hospital.
I've been getting help, but the thing is now stopping. It has stopped, but before, previously, the thing really disturbed me, and this time I just have.
Okay, I'm glad that you're getting help. If it's reducing, then you're on the path to, you know, getting full.
The reason why I'm saying this is that because of the past experience, I understand.
Okay, the person who called the other time.
No, the past experience, my past experience.
Yeah, but you're getting over it now, right?
Yes, I'm getting over it.
That's a bright part. I'm glad to hear. Thank you very much for sharing. So it's possible to get help for those of you who are listening. So don't give up. You know, if it's a compulsive disorder, even the person that's stealing meat in the midnight, it's possible to get help. It's compulsive disorder, and you can get help. Okay. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Confessions of Thursday. You can stay anonymous.
Yeah. Okay. There's something that is bothering my mind. I married 2012.
Okay.
And now we have 5 children.
Okay.
Then since October last year, my wife has been so bitter, so angry, abusing me. You know, trying to do everything she could in order for the marriage to be broken up. So she's worried that she wants to go, she wants to leave. What is the problem? Mm-hmm. The issue is I'm visually impaired now. So, formerly, I am the one bringing everything in the house.
Mm.
But right now, I'm visually impaired.
Mm.
And I'm into poultry business now, but not much is coming out for me.
Mm.
So, because of the situation, the hardship and all that,
yeah.
So she's so worried, so disturbed.
And she wants to leave you.
Yes. She has said it severally. She wants to carry the children and go. She wants to do this. She wants to do that. And I myself don't know what to do. Because right now, my people, my immediate family, nobody is talking to me because they told me to come back home.
Where is home? Where is home?
My home is Abia.
Okay.
So I refuse to come because it's a polygamous family fighting everything. And me, I don't like such. I don't have the power with this high problem. So I decided to stay here. We are living in our own compound.
Here in Lagos?
Here in Lagos.
You built your own house?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay.
But it's just that because of the difficulties of things, she's trying her little best. She's hawking food.
Okay, she sells
she's
food.
She's worried.
Hmm.
You see, she's tired of this. Over 5 years, she has been doing this. She's tired. I don't know. So...
If you want me to be truthful with you, you know, essentially, you know, people do what they want to do. It's unfortunate that you're right now visually impaired. I mean, that's no fault of yours. Life happens. But the decision that she finally makes, let me tell you the truth, there might be nothing you can do about it. So I'd like you to brace yourself up. If she decides that she wants to leave, you might be unable to stop her. I would ask you to keep encouraging her since you're doing your bit also. You know, talk to her some more. If you have older people, if you're religious, maybe your imams or your pastors or anyone who you think can speak to her, you know, to encourage her. I think that she's worried because of the financial situation. With five children, it's not easy. I can tell you that it's not easy. You know, even with two people working to care for a family right now, things are expensive, so she might get, you know, frustrated. But I'll tell you to keep encouraging her, to understand with her, but to also brace yourself up in case she decides to leave. Because if she leaves, essentially, you will need to put yourself together and forge ahead. I'm very happy that you have your own house. That takes a lot of burden from you. You're not thinking of, oh, where do I get house rent? So be grateful for the things you have. Count your blessings. Do the best you can, you know, and just leave the rest to God. I'll tell you to look for, you know, I had a guest, if you listened to Table Talk 2 weeks ago, you can also reach out to her on Facebook and see how they can help you, train you in some other things that you're able to can do just to make some more money. You understand?
I heard of her, but I couldn't get the number. That
no, she. You can reach her on Facebook. She's a Kehinde. I'll get her full name again. I can't think properly now, but I'll get her full name and tell you before I leave here. Okay, so that you can check her out on Facebook and send her a message. I'm sure that they'll be glad to help.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for sharing. It's one of the challenges you face having disability in Nigeria, especially, you know, disability that happens to you. You know, you weren't born with it. It just happens. Okay. Someone sent a message on WhatsApp. Okay, advice. It says, I should tell those who complain about masturbation to stop watching pornography if they do. Well, I thought you would know that, but since someone pointed it out, if you want to stop, you need to stop watching porn. It's just what it is. Otherwise, you're not helping yourself. All right, let me get, she's a Kehinde Christiana. Give me a minute. I don't want to forget. Kehinde Christiana Akinrimade, yes. Christiana Kehinde Akinrimade. She's also visually impaired. She was my guest on Table Talk about 2 weeks ago. And she's a Southwest coordinator for Association of People of the Blind. So she also does, she makes center tables out of recyclable materials, tires, glasswork, shoes, and stuff like that. So just keep trying. I wish that Nigeria had gotten to a point where disability should not stop you from, you know, working normally. There are gadgets that can help you, you know, do your job. But it's where we are right now, unfortunately. But we have to make the most of it. Thank you for sharing. Back to the calls. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Whoa. Please put up your radio quickly if you're listening. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You can stay anonymous.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I'm here with you, yes.
Okay. I wouldn't want to say my name like you used to tell people to remain anonymous, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. The confession I have is that I was sexually abused when I was a child. Okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Hello?
I'm with you.
Yeah, but I didn't tell any of my relation about that. My parents, I did not tell them. And I know this girl till today. She's related to me.
Uh-oh.
She's married now. I am also married. But I recall everything she did to me when I was still a child. Okay?
Yeah.
So at times, she's going to, after the school hours, then I was still in primary school, she will call about five girls. Then she will ask me to start to start sleeping with all of them, one after the other.
How old was this lady then?
The lady was about 18.
Oh, my goodness.
She was about 18.
And how old were you then? Do you remember?
I can't remember that now. But I can... Now, one of the girls that she made me... She even did a wedding for me and that girl, one of the girl. Till today, that girl is married, but she used to talk to me. She called me sometimes. She wants to still come back to me and all that. Uh-huh. But I'm married now. She's also married. Last month, she left her husband's house asking me to come over if we can see again.
Oh, my goodness. She's also traumatized. She's also traumatized.
Yes. She's just like she's attached to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. A lot of them, not just her, but she was the very first girl she...
Oh, my goodness.
Did a wedding for us. So
she did a wedding for you in the house?
Yes, I can remember.
Oh, my goodness.
She took us to the bush. It was on a Christmas day.
Oh, my goodness.
They brought food. I was the only boy there.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
But I've not told my parents this. And each time I see that girl, I will just remember that.
Oh, my goodness.
But I know her very well.
But I hope that this is not affecting you right now in your life.
It's affecting me because now I cannot, I cheat on my wife every now and then.
Hey.
I can't do without a girl.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
It's destroying me. It takes a lot of money from me. You know what I'm saying? To keep girls, you have to spend a lot of money.
Do you think you want to also get help?
Yes, please.
Please send me a mail. Either send it to visitwithwemimo@gmail.com.
Visit with Wemimo at gmail.com,
or you can send it to wemimo@nigeriainfo.fm.
Okay.
Okay, send me a mail. Send me a mail. Thank you very much for sharing. Okay, so my show today is for men who are sexually abused, right? We've got quite a number of them. Parents, schools are on holidays. I hope you're watching your children. I hope you're learning from these conversations and you're paying attention to who's staying with your children. I was saying during the break, if you have a child, you can't be too careful. And you know something I found out? Having a girl live with me at a point in time and then finding out about her escapades is that some of the boys that look gentle and responsible are the ones you need to watch the most. Some of the boys who look, this one can't hurt a fly. Watch them. Please, as much as lies within your power, if you have to buy a CCTV camera, buy it. There's a small one you can hang in your house. It's just 15,000 naira. Buy it and check it when you come back from work and see what happens when you're not around the house. Please, you cannot be too careful when you have children or ward. And if you are someone who preys on children, you wed two children, you must be out of your mind. If you're that person, you need to stop, because, man, you need to be dealt with somehow. So if you have children, please watch them. Pay attention to them. Let's do the most that we can. I'm out on a break. I'll be back shortly with more. This is The Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Don't go away.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
Right, welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is Confessions Thursday, and I'm taking your confessions. If there's something on your mind you've never shared, if you're in that situation, like I've had a number of my callers today have, I believe it's possible to get help. I'd like you to at least try. And you need to understand that it's a psychological thing. Okay, your mind's been messed up. You need to try, you know, advocate you try. If you have malaria, you try, Abby. You go to the hospital, you get treatment. So try. At least make an effort. You know, and this got me thinking that when you say that a lot of men or some persons are, you know, like we say, a promiscuous, a lot of them possibly they've been possibly sexually abused as children, and it's just messing them up as adults, you know, so... Get help. I wish there's a way I can put you all together in one group to make it easy, you know. I'll send me a mail if you're in that situation. I'll talk to the doctor. It's not free, so that if people don't now start saying, the doctor asked me to pay. Of course, you will pay. Yeah, it's not free, because you're going to get treatment. So don't think that it's free of charge. No, it's not. But it's not. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be that expensive. But at least make an attempt. Okay. All right. We're back to the show. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Thank you for calling. You can stay anonymous. You have a confession.
Yeah, I have a confession to make. Thank you for picking my call.
Thank you for calling. Okay.
That when I was in the village, I have a younger sister, but she's my cousin. But she used to play with me a lot. I kind of feel that we played rough play a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time she knocked my spanner in my room, and that night something happened between both of us. In that day, I can't forgive myself. If I'm speaking to you, anytime I'm just remember that thing, I feel like I feel pain in my heart.
Hmm.
Because I didn't say that kind of thing happened between both of us. Well, she's very close to me.
How old were you then?
I was 15 years old that time.
Hmm.
I think she was just going to 13 years old.
Oh my goodness.
Since then, I can't even forgive myself. To the thing, I can't even look her in the face. I can't even call her. They call me that she was doing a wedding. I can't go there. My mind was not free.
You're not talking to her now, are you?
I'm not, honestly.
I don't know what level you're the second person sharing the same thing. And you know, again, this points out with like what I said earlier, as teenagers, you hormones, and sometimes teenagers don't know how to control it. But I wish it didn't happen, because it shouldn't have happened, but it has happened. I don't know where you are on your healing process, but what I would suggest is that you have a conversation with her and get it off the way.
Okay.
Do you understand? Oh, so happened then. I feel horrible about it. She might, I'm sure she also feels horrible about it if you ask her. And I forgive you. Please forgive me. I hope you forgive me too. I think you both have forgiving to do. I think you also need to forgive yourself, you know, because you were just a stupid teenager that didn't know the right thing to do. But I think that shouldn't, if possible, again, I don't know where you are in your healing process, but if you think it's something you can handle, talk to her about it. If possible, have a physical meeting, talk about it, and get it off the table once and for all.
Okay.
If you think it's something you can do, you know what your mental process is like. I don't know it. So if you think it's something you are capable of handling, have a physical meeting, talk about it, and let it go. Let it go.
Okay.
And you need to forgive yourself.
Okay, ma. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Again, if you have teenagers, please, I know that you can't be there all the time, but let them be free enough to talk to you. If they make mistakes, and teenagers make a lot of mistakes, it's not the time to bring out your stick and start shouting all over the house. We've all been teenagers, right? And you know how messed up your hormones could be as a teenager, both as a boy and as a girl. And you just don't know how to handle it, because possibly your parent is not even talking to you about it. So many of you are not even talking to your children. They're teenagers, so, but you don't do sex education. You don't talk to them about anything. You just leave them to figure life out. These are the kind of ways they figure it out. And then it messes them up as adults, because they make very stupid mistakes. So please, if you've got the teenager, please talk to them, okay? And also, if you have young people, please make sure that you help them as much as you can, okay? Invest in their lives and let them be free enough to talk to you when they make mistakes. Very important, because they will make mistakes. They're children. They will make mistakes. But let them be able to talk to you. All right. Welcome to the show again. If you want to call me, the number is 0700-993-993-993. For females, it's 01465-7190. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Welcome. You can stay anonymous.
Yeah, sure. I think you said it all, because hearing all these stories, and I think most of us at the same childhood. Do you understand?
Mm.
Like, two people already called to tell you the same thing. I know that there are a lot of people. As myself, I have a story like that too, but I'm not going to talk about it. But I think we all are the same childhood, and we need to actually wake up to start communicating with our children.
Yeah.
And know the kind of relationship they have with their siblings, cousins especially. you know, cousins will come for vacation, they come for holiday in your house, you don't know what they are doing, probably because they're going to work or something.
Yeah.
You need to start paying attention to all these things.
Absolutely. If not,
we keep repeating the same thing. So we need to start paying attention.
I agree.
That's all I
agree. Thank you. And importantly, this is holiday period. It's children are on holidays. You've got them visiting, like she said. So don't just leave them at home and go on your way. Before you go out, talk to them. And you know, they make less mistakes when you've talked to them about the possible mistake they could make. There's nothing to hide here. Talk to them. Age-appropriate communication. Explain to them the mistakes that are possible and tell them not to make those mistakes. When you come back at night, ask them how their day went and ask them good questions. All right? Hello? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can I remain anonymous?
Oh, absolutely. But you're in a very noisy place. I don't know how we're going to make this happen.
I'm on the road.
Oh. Okay.
Can I go to the somewhere quiet?
Yes, that would be best. If you can get in a quiet place, that would be best.
All right, no problem.
Thank you very much. That's pretty noisy. Hello.
Good afternoon, Wemima.
Good afternoon.
My name is Joseph.
Welcome, Joseph.
Well, I've been listening to your program all along, and it saddened my heart that these things happen and they are real.
Oh, yeah, they are real.
Yeah, because I was a victim. And just like every other person, it affects my life. Up until today, there are certain things that I remember doing those days that when I figure them out, I feel ashamed of myself. I was actually introduced into all this by a stepsister. My father got married to a second wife, and she came in with a daughter who was already grown. I think I was around 9, 10. She should be around 16, 17 then. And she looked for every possible opportunity to take me out of the house.
Wow.
Some time in the farm, some time in the river, and then, after all said and done, today, the negative imprint is still there on me. I have a wife, but even after I married, I got a child outside wedlock. As I talk to you today, my wife is not aware.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know when and how I'm going to break that news to her, because I can't continue to leave the child out. Though I communicate with my child, I see her from time to time, but how will it be if she grow out of her father's house? The fatherly love that she's supposed to experience as a child is not there.
How old is your child now?
The child is 3. Child is 3.
And your stepsister, where is she now?
She's late now.
Okay.
She's late now. But I can't seem to forgive her or forgive myself, because in my father's house, you see images of her all around. Pictures, family pictures we took together, and all those things. You know, there are things that will constantly remind me
of what
happened those days.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I'm so sorry about that. And, you know, this show today, just, I think it's pointing us in one direction, that a lot of people who are messed up today, there's a reason behind it. And, you know, sometimes just talking about it could possibly just ease it off you, you know?
How I wish it never happened.
Yes.
Seriously.
I wish so too.
I wish it never happened.
I'm so sorry.
But we have to move on.
Yes, absolutely.
And especially for the younger ones, I think they should be learning from this, and then the person listening to this radio station should also use it as a yardstick to teach their children what they need to know.
Yeah,
because I think growing up those days, sex education is more or less like a sin in my house.
Mm.
You don't talk about sex. You don't talk about. They don't teach us anything in that regard. The moment you mention anything regarding to sex, you are looking for a beating. You understand?
Mm.
So probably
thank
because
you.
We are not exposed to all those things, we fell victim easily.
Mm. Yeah.
But I wish parents could learn from this.
Yeah, because it's still happening today, unfortunately. It's still happening. All around us. It's still happening. Yeah. Thank you very much for sharing. And I hope that you're able to, you know, figure out what to do about your child, because that's another big decision you need to make on what to do. I hope that you have the wisdom. I think you're out of airtime. The wisdom to do the right thing. Okay, so I think this matter has explained itself well enough for those of you who are parents or guardians. I think your mind goes back home right now, you know, to your children, and you just find out what's happening with them. Hello?
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Welcome to the show. You can stay anonymous. Do you have a confession?
Just about what's going on around, like what I've been listening to. I'm 19 years old. I'm also involved in masturbation or something like that. So it's been difficult. I don't feel less important or something like that. Sure. No.
So sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, don't cry.
While listening to other people, I felt that I was not even the only one. I'm not the only one in that circle. There are other people too involved. But I felt like I don't feel less important. I don't feel like I'm not a human being. That's what it looks like to me. If I saw other people, I don't even. Why nowadays, why I work on, if I see a little girl, I make sure I restrain myself. If this app is carrying me, I'll have to drag myself back because I don't want to carry the child, the female child. Even if I see a girl now, I make sure I restrain myself from it. But recently, I went to my friend's place. There were girls there. But what I have to do, I just have to restrain myself because I know that I don't want to do anything that will make me regret or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's why I just say I should come.
All right. I'm so sorry about that. I think you should also send me a mail. Do you think you want to do that? You can send me a mail. Okay, let me think up something I can do, because I don't know, somehow we've gotten to this bus stop and I'm sure there are so many other person listening. I think we need to do something about this. So if you can also send me a mail, leave me some details about this conversation so I can remember it's you, and then I'll see how to help you link up getting some help. You're still young, you have a lot of years ahead of you, and I don't want you to leave it messed up.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling and sharing.
Thank you. I'm very, very grateful.
You're welcome. 19 years old. I don't know how he got there. I think there's a story behind that little, you know, stuff he's told me, but... Whew. Okay. What a day. All right. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon. Hello?
Hello, this is Wemimo, right?
Yes, this is Wemimo. This is Nigeria Info. You can stay anonymous if you have a confession.
I know. I don't have a confession, but I just want to say something about the whole thing that has happened.
Okay.
The thing I want to say is that generally, the sex education known right from time is watching of the television program that they know these things are wrong, so they don't need to talk about it. So I just felt I should mention that, because that is a general belief that you don't need to even say all these things. They know it is wrong, so you don't need to educate anybody. So that television, and they keep doing, watching it, and it corrupts them more, the younger mind. Instead of cartoon, they prefer that. So a lot of things are happening.
Yeah. I agree with you.
That's just what I want to add today.
I agree with you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I had a little second cousin who came to my house, and once she came in, you know, the children were watching cartoon, and that's what I expected her to watch. She was 7 years old. And I could see that she was bored to her teeth. I'm like, girl, what's wrong with you? Don't you like the cartoon? Do you want to watch another one? Do you want to watch this one? She said, no, let's watch Africa Madi. Eh? What? I had to call her mom. Like, you let this girl watch Africa Madi? He said, well, every other person in the house is watching it. So because you're all watching it, there's something called age-appropriate content. And it's age-appropriate for a reason. When you're watching a movie, they rate it for a reason. Some movies are rated 13. A 10-year-old should not watch it. It's 13 for a reason. Some is 18. There's a reason why it's 18. It's for grown-ups. And some 18-year-olds are not even mature enough to sit with those movies. But those are decisions you need to weigh with time. But for children, you need to be careful what content they also consume. All right. I have a very funny one here. Where is it? Where's that person who stole watermelon? No, wait. Let me reach the watermelon. Where is it? All right. Someone sent a message on WhatsApp. Says, I want to remain anonymous. My confession is that when I was in the village, I used to go to someone's watermelon farm in the night to go and cut it. I'll take the red ones and leave the ones that are not red. He asked me specifically to please read it out. Okay, I've read it. Let that man meet with the lady he talked about in the open place. Oh, yeah, those, the one I asked to have a meeting. Ah, yes, yes. Okay, let me not assume that you know. The meeting must be in an open place. Open, and all your meetings going for what you've been in open places, you know. All right, hello.
Hello.
Wow, put off your radio. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Welcome to the show, Confessions Thursday. You can stay anonymous if you have a confession.
Yes, I just want to stay anonymous.
That's okay.
I've been hearing stories about people.
Mm-hmm.
I felt this is my first time I've been calling on radio.
Oh, awesome.
On any radio.
Wow.
Well, when I was a teenager,
mm-hmm.
Something happened between me and my cousin. We had sexual intercourse, you know. Usually we go to the village for
holiday,
and one funny thing that happened was that we had it beside my grandmother. She was fast asleep.
Oh my goodness.
She was fast asleep, and then after then we came back to Lagos, and she always wanted to, you know,
continue.
And you know,
wow.
I said, no, I can't do this, you know. And then I stopped. Then when I was in the university, she came, we did it again.
Ah.
I said, what's the meaning of all this? You know, but thank God she's married now. I'm married, happily married. I have a very good wife.
Hmm.
You know, when a man says he has a very good wife, I have a very good wife.
Yeah.
And you know, because of my faith that I have right now, I've overcome all that.
Hmm.
And I want to thank Jesus for, you know, and there's something about another solution for some of those callers is that when you regularly attend the house of God, because the word of God is a cleanser.
Mm.
It cleanses your heart from all those thoughts, from all those impurities.
Mm.
And you know, masturbation, you know, fornication, adultery, they are works of the flesh.
Mm.
You know, it is the word of God that can actually help you to, you know, erase all of those things out of your mind.
Mm.
That is my story. I am over with it. It can never happen.
Hmm.
But when I married my wife, up till now, I have not had any side chick or any intercourse with any woman. I don't see myself having it because I have a very good one. That's my story.
Thank you very much. Pretty encouraging. I'm glad to know where your story ends. Thank you very much. So you see, even when you talk to psychologists, psychiatrists, they'll tell you there's a place of religion. If you're a religious person, if you're a Muslim or a Christian, you take your faith seriously. It also helps you, you know, as well as having support around you. Yeah, geez, what? Am I supposed to read this? Am I supposed to read this? Okay. This is from anonymous. Yeah, so, wait, I'm coming. I'll get back to it in a minute. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the Confessions of Thursday. You can stay anonymous if you wish.
Yeah, actually, I've called. My name is Anonymous. I called last week.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to, when I heard people talking about masturbation, Actually, something like that has happened to me. If I count it now, I stopped it in the last 3 years ago.
You stopped but 3 years ago?
Go. But okay. My own stop was so surprising. I love the man that I just stopped now. That last call. Honestly, that's just the supposed truth. That's just the truth. You know, I was facing some kind of issues. I'm the one that complained about tight issue that I'm suffering from glaucoma.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, about my wife.
Okay.
So that thing always lead me into depression. I wasn't myself. I won't lie to you. I even involved myself in drugs.
Whoa.
Taking all this tramadol just to do something that would just take me out of depression. I even involved myself in this masturbation as well. So, most suddenly, someone invited me for a program. For a program in the church. Because I stopped going to church. For you to know, I stopped going to church for so many years. Even my wife reports me to go to church. I don't listen to her. So, someone now invited me for a revival. I never wanted to go. But that day on that revival, I just decided that, okay, let me just please this person. Why not to disturb me? So I decided to go.
So it was your faith that also helped you to stop?
Yes. I won't lie to you. When I get to that revival, I won't lie to you. Christ really arrested me. I was confessing all my sins, crying. That was the first time I know that I cry in public. Deep cry. So from then, when I come out of my sin, I started seeking for a knowledge. I would be listening. I don't listen to radio. I do, even without me seeing what they are doing in the TV. I love watching TV, just hearing all those things.
There's a noise.
What they are saying. But from then, I started listening to radio, looking, as in having more knowledge. Going through some program, sometimes I would tune in to when they are having Bible reading. I would tune to it. But one day, you know that since I've been doing, I always believe that fornication, drinking, all these things are sin. I never believe that masturbation is a sin. But there was a show they are having on, I can just say, this Catholic program, they do have it morning, one TV station. I don't want to mention the station.
So they talked about it there.
They now talk about masturbation. Even that was I never tuned to TV early that morning.
Okay, no. I'm almost due for a break now, just very soon. So I'd like to help you wrap this up. So for those who are listening, I've had two people also calling to say your faith helped you.
Yes, it's a faith.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So I hope that those who are listening can also pick one or two lessons from this. I'd like to take a final call before I head out on my break. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the Sunny Side. Do you have a confession? You can stay anonymous.
Yes, I do.
All right, let's go.
I'm listening to this program, and then I want to make a confession that will also help others too.
Okay.
In fact, this is my first time of calling on a radio station.
Wow. Because I'm glad you called.
Because of what you are discussing right now. It's about this masturbation. Hello?
I'm with you.
Yeah. So I want to encourage everyone that is involved in it. The only solution is not, okay, let me say maybe psychologists can help to an extent. But you mentioned that even in psychology, there's a place for religion.
Yes, there is. The doctors will tell you that.
Yes. Because I started masturbating when I was in secondary school. That was in 1980. And I did that until 2000. Until 2020.
2020?
Yes.
40 years?
40 years, yes.
Wow.
See, when I'm married with children, I couldn't stop it. I'm going to 53-54 now. It was only God that delivered me. I tried everything I could.
but it wasn't possible. On my own, I read a lot of books on psychology. I went into soul prayer and meditation and all that, but there was no way. Anyone that is involved in it, it is not possible for anyone to deliver himself when he's in captive. Everyone into it is into captivity. And a captive does not deliver himself. So there must be an external force, and that external force can only come from the Holy Ghost.
All right. Thank you very much. Amato, I need to go on a break. I'm sorry, but thank you very much for calling. So I know that there are so many other people who are there who would like to share confessions differently from the ones we've had. If you're there and you'd like to share your confessions, you can call me back after the break. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'll be right back.